This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at the Talkers Convention in New York City with the hubbub in the background. A lot of people meandering in here for a conversation during the day today of what's going on in this fabulous format that changes all the time and is otherwise wouldn't survive, wouldn't be the number one format on the radio. And the focus is also on podcasting. So it's appropriate for this hour of the countdown that we bring in the evil Joe Crummy, who has evil thoughts, and therefore his podcast, Evil Thoughts, has lots of evil people listening to it, so that they can find out. Yes, it does. More all the time. Thanks to being on this program. Your listenership has doubled or tripled, I think. Hasn't it? Quadrupled, even.
Yes, we tripled our numbers.
Did you really?
Thrilled to be with you.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have you here, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The countdown focusing on the hot hits. I'm going to stay with you for a half hour or so before all the mumbo jumbo becomes real mumbo jumbo. Sports talk action, Tiger Woods, the Sanctuary Cities protest in Texas. Who cares? I think Bohannon said that earlier. Whether the White House communication director resigned or not. The missile program, it's the same stuff. The Kabul bombing. Kathy Griffin, the things from my perspective that have some hooch here. Kathy Griffin to appoint the climate deal and and the sanctuary cities thing, I think are the three that are on the top of my list. Mr. Crummy, As you look at that list, if you were to pick out two or three, what would you say? The better question is, what's seen the most action on the Evil Thoughts podcast this week?
Well, you know, I really did like the Kathy Griffin story, and I know that Michael Harrison and Jim Bohannon weren't all that high on it, but I think it's a fascinating story.
I do, too. I agree with
that. Yeah, I agree.
I think it's a fascinating story, and what I think is that there are, again, this is, my thing is that I think it's a little bit of a backlash. I mean, she thought she was on pretty safe ground when she did it.
Yeah.
That it would
that
be
how
outrageous
out of touch she really
if
is.
She could do like a full apology, and it would be great because we even have the audio of her talking about that during the shoot. And it blew up in her face, but I'm not surprised. You know, first of all, I don't believe a word of the apology. And I think a lot of people on, you know, of her ilk, if I may say so, agree with her 100% that they think it's just fine what she did and that Trump deserves it because he's evil and bad and a racist and misogynist and he's stupid and he's treasonous. And, you know, you get it every day. So I'm not surprised she thought, oh, I'll step out on a limb here. It ain't that big of a deal. And it turned into a big deal.
Yeah. All right. I'm joined here in the vestibule. I think that's a good word for where we are. At the Talk Radio Convention by a voice, a gentleman who has great experience in the talk radio world. He has been on the air. He serves as one of those fluffy consultants, Rich. You know these guys that are, they think.
Oh, those guys.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Holland Cook is here. Holland has actually, you've been more on television, though, I think, of late than radio, have you not?
Afterwards, you just never want to wipe off the makeup. You know, it's what you think you look like at your high school reunion. Now, as I stepped into the frame here moments ago, the last half of that last sentence suggests you're talking about Kathy Griffin.
Yes, you know Joe Crummy.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Holland, nice to be on the air with you.
I guess the left now has its Billy Bush tape. You know, there's plenty of bad taste to go around now, huh?
I don't know. I think she was the taste in my mouth a lot worse with her than it was with Billy Bush, because Billy Bush was along for the ride. She created this.
Yeah, and this shock jock stuff is nothing new. Ever since Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, you know, the people who test the line, who test the limits, generally end up stepping over the line.
You giving her a pass?
No. What's problematic is those are aforementioned are all outsiders. When you get the president talking and behaving the way he is, it's unsettling. You know, the ultimate insider.
Unsettling for whom?
People who were raised the way we were.
God, I love you. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't know how you were raised, but I'm kind of curious. Tell me all about it. Yeah, the Kathy Griffin thing, I just think it blew up in her face. I thought she was on, again, on more safe, solid ground there. And it really, to me, again, Holland, I don't know if you caught this part, but I'll say it again. I think when you're constantly hearing that somebody's a racist, a misogynist, that he's stupid, he's a traitor, he's trying to get in bed with the Russians, and he's out of his mind, and he's a lunatic and all of that, I think it's...
That was just yesterday.
You dismiss that as rhetoric. No, but this is the power of radio. We call it repetition. It's reach and frequency, and you're right. The more you say something, the more it gets imprinted, and where fact and fake news are now blurry, repetition is powerful.
But I think Holland is onto something. Holland mentioned the way we were raised.
Mr. McFadden, ladies and gentlemen.
With respect and a modicum of decorum when you speak. And Holland, I think one of the things that we're seeing is we are so tired of watching politicians with this baloney facade. I'd like to recognize the gentleman from Arkansas. And it's just so phony, so fake. And Trump comes out, and it seems rude. But at least it's honest.
And in the case of Al Franken's new book, it's funny. You know, he's making essentially the same case.
Right.
Manners that we were taught as munchkins are now derided as political correctness. And that's
kind of
sad.
I agree with that statement 100%. I'm on the left, the token lefty here on this show.
Please do, Holland.
but the difference
is... And God bless you.
But hang on one second, Rich. But okay. The thing that really bugs me, though, is when I say or do something that I consider to just be the decent human thing to do, it always gets labeled as, oh, well, you're just being politically correct. And I take such beef with that statement. I'm with you on that, Holland. That happens way too often. Like, to me, it's not politically correct or incorrect, the Kathy Griffin thing. That was just in horrible taste. And I think CNN did the right thing by separating themselves from her. I think a Comedy Central, if she was on that network, it would have been bad if they fired her, because she is a comedian. She's supposed to be doing things like that. But the politically correct argument, that just keeps going and going, and I don't know when that's ever going to end.
It's tough seeing anybody lose their job because they went a word too far, but I think the CNN firing is a positive signal that there's got to be a line.
It was appropriate.
Somewhere. Here with us, no names, here among us today is an impresario who has published comedy albums. And he gave me an album that he published about a year ago of a famous person's comedy tour. And I said to him, you know, that is one Daffy gal. I love her work, but it kept interrupting my enjoyment to hear all these F-bombs. And he shrugged and leaned over the table at lunch and said, if you don't say that word, you won't sell CDs.
Isn't that awful?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that I agree with that.
No, she's getting the thumbs down on this show, Alan. I don't know.
Right. Who was the comedian?
No names.
Oh, come on, man.
She walks among us.
Oh, she does.
Really?
I take a few stabs at that. All right. We'll pause for a moment, continuing on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. A little different twist on things. The usual folks here, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and Doug, with an occasional star of the day. Who will it be? At the moment, it's Holland Cook.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Guest Tea Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger reward. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right, we're at, 17, actually, almost 18 past the hour. Talk radio countdown from number 10 to number 1. You're getting a kick out of this, Victoria and Joe. I'm looking. Somebody brought into the convention an old promotional flyer that was done for the Talk Radio Countdown show a number of years ago. And it has a picture of me when I had brown hair. And the underscore, he's the Casey Kasem of Talk Radio. And it goes through the various things that are a part of the Talk Radio Countdown show and have been for decades. And we've done this program. This program has been on the air for a long time, as have many of my other efforts on the air. Victoria is part of the DJV show that we do now every day. She and Jennifer Horn and I. And Joe Crummy is an excellent broadcaster, has had some good seats on some great radio stations. And he has an expertise. There's something about him that appeals to me, and I don't know if I've ever really put a finger on it. I think it's maybe your intonation. It may be what's in your head or what isn't in your head. I'm not always sure there's much in your head.
Well, thank you. I have evil thoughts, and I think that's what you like, and you got to cop to that.
The
you
podcast is called Evil Thoughts.
Thank you.
And therefore, if you would go to evilthoughts.com, or just probably Google evil thoughts,
that's
and
exactly
you'll come
right.
up with
yeah,
a way of figuring out on your own whether Crummy has any talent or not, or any ability to put things into perspective. I think he does, for what it's worth.
By the way, Joe, do you have affiliates in South Dakota?
Yes.
Because I can see who's listening to the podcast, and I have people listening to me in South Dakota, and I'm thinking it's got to be Doug. So
yes.
Thank you. And thank you, South Dakota.
Well, we have the Dakotas. I was talking, there are four, when the whole thing came about as a result of, I think you should be a part of this program in a few minutes, because you're a well-known Philadelphia personality who should be heard. So don't go away. Hold on just a second. The beginnings of people thinking about things in a different way. Last weekend we were talking about that guy who choked the reporter, and I can't even remember his name now. But I have four stations.
Oh, Greg Gianforte.
Yeah, if that's what it's pronounced. In Montana, we have four stations.
Yeah,
and the kinds of I said I didn't think the guy was going to win. And he did win by about 4 points. And people didn't like the fact that I was not supportive of him because I thought what he did was outrageous. And they said, you don't understand. The press is this, the press is that. Yeah, yeah, maybe the press is this and the press. The press, you'll never get any thumbs up from me for the most part. These people are obnoxious. They're arrogant. But this guy wasn't attacking. He was trying to get at a question that this fellow didn't want to answer. So it just the visual and the optic, bad stuff. But the people in Montana didn't like what I had to say. 20 minutes, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger rewards. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
After the hour, and this week's Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, featuring Joe Crummy, who's evil. He has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. He joins us every week at this time. Victoria Keelan, who's an important part, an important cog in the wheel of the DJV program. You'll notice there's a D for Doug, there's a J for Jennifer, and there's a V for Victoria. She's here. Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And because we are at the Talkers Convention in New York, a lot of people are in here. Some of them are great hosts. There are some mumblers and fumblers and bumblers. This gentleman is not one of those. This gentleman is someone who has been around the world of conversation radio since he was knee-high to a Lego, as far as I can remember. Walter Sterling does a program on WPHT in Philadelphia. And always has something to say, even when there's nothing to be said.
I gave a voicemail message to your Victoria last night because we have friends who are getting a divorce. We were both at their wedding, and they're getting a divorce.
When this is a forecast for her. She's getting married. By the way, did you get invited to the wedding?
Not only did I not get invited, but I barely was told.
Really?
I was barely told, and I had to beg her to tell you.
Yeah, she just barely... I hear that she's getting married. I'm not really sure.
The end of the story. So the end of the story is my wife and I went to this wedding of these friends of ours who are about to get a divorce. It was about 7 years ago. And I said to my wife, you know, this couple is getting a divorce. Isn't that terrible? She said, no, they didn't serve food at their wedding. What do you expect was going to happen?
Oh.
All right, Victoria, you better be serving food at your wedding.
Yes, we will be serving
the
food.
The other rule, Victoria, is it's very important that when you do registering for your gifts for your wedding, it is critical that you only register for things that you cannot afford. And make sure that whatever store it is, you register for the most expensive thing, because some jerk's going to buy that first.
That is right, true. So, that's good advice.
for those who are interested in your thoughts about the world of talk radio, you have been advising people for years.
Yes.
What do you think is the most significant thing happening in the talk radio world at the moment?
The most significant thing happening in the talk radio world at the moment is that every radio station in America that is 100% about politics is dying or dead. they barely have any audience. Whereas the shows that have content like yours, the stations that have content like yours, like WTAM and WLW and KMOX, those stations are thriving. So the content you present with Victoria, thank God Victoria's here. Thank God Jennifer's here, or you'd be dead, Doug. You would just be out of business. Thank God. But what they talk about, that is the future of talk radio.
Yeah, that's really, well, I'm really glad I asked you over here, because otherwise I'd certainly be gone by now. All right, so having said that, yeah. Issue-wise, what do you think in terms of, even though you know that some of these political stations may not have as much traction as they used to, the issues I have in front of you, according to Talkers Magazine, the list of items that are hot this week, which one of them do you feel is the most important or has the most traction or ought to be discussed more than it has been?
I think the most important one is how to get out of a DUI. I think because Tiger Woods got arrested. I mean, and look at the quality of the women who denied that they were with him. I mean, those women wouldn't even talk to me, much less say, you know, I wasn't with him. But all these beautiful women have gone on record saying, hey, well, it wasn't me. I wasn't with him. So getting out of a DUI is the single most important topic this week.
Hi, Victoria, have you ever had to get out of a DUI?
No. Thankfully, nothing ever close like that, but...
Yeah, but have you ever had to get out of a really embarrassing situation?
I'll have to think about that. That's a good one.
I think we'll leave you at this point, Elizabeth. Thank you to Walter Sterling from WPHT in Philadelphia. It's 28 past the hour. Thank you.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu, and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes, or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila! 15 minutes, and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or last Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Four after the hour now, the weekly talk radio review, the hot hits in talk radio, talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Joe Crummy, the evil one, is here. He's his podcast, Evil Thoughts. And you can join the 573 million people around the globe that are listening every week to that podcast. Now, Richie McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Also, Victoria Keelan is here. And I'm joined at the talk radio convention by McGraw-Milhaven, who is on KTRS in St. Louis. So I will not be talking about Monsanto, because if I did, probably... do they really have that much... they're from St. Louis. How much influence do they have? And maybe this is a great question to ask of broadcasters in general. How much influence do advertisers have on what you talk about?
Well, first of all, thank you for the invite. Good to see you.
You're my pal. Yes. I have great respect for you.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time now. So I would say that Monsanto has zero because they've been bought by Bayer. So this question goes over to
Berlin.
Easy
now. Right? to Berlin, right.
Monsanto is, the world headquarters is in Monsanto, but it's more...
in St. Louis?
St. Louis. Is more than just a big multinational conglomerate. You know what? They're also the ones who built the park down the street. They're the ones who donated the money for the school across town. So they're much more than just a big, giant corporation. We see them as human beings, as people. On a personal level, I love Monsanto for all the reasons, for a million reasons. They spend $0 on my show. So I don't care one way or the other, but I like Monsanto, and I respect what they do. So there you go.
All right, so then that's the only thing that you and I would not agree on in the entire world. Everything else we agree on.
All right, well, then I hate you.
That's a good starting point.
That's a great point to start.
I hate you, and you are scum, okay? If we don't agree on everything, then that's it. I'm done.
We're done. All right,
yeah, but so that's a talk show. You know, that's
that is a talk show. Right. All right, so how did your audience like the departure from the trade agreement from the Paris climate? What do you think it's real or not?
You know, it's really interesting because I don't know anybody who's read the Paris Accords, but everyone's got an opinion.
I know the song "I Love Paris in the Springtime."
I don't know. I said this on the show. I said if I break my leg and I go to 10 doctors and 10 doctors say you need to set it, put in a cast and put in a boot. And one doctor says you need to go run a marathon on it. I'm not a doctor. I haven't been to, you know, I'm not a doctor. I haven't passed the boards. I haven't been an internist. But who would you believe? What doctor would you believe? The 9 who say put it in a cast or the one that says run a marathon on it? So we're all talking out of our backsides. We don't know what's going on. How are we supposed to know what's good, what's bad, what's going to hurt the economy, what's not going to hurt the economy?
So in other words, you're just like most of the members of Congress. You don't read any of this stuff.
Yes, but however, I wasn't elected to represent people, so I don't have to read it.
That's a good point. All of you step in anywhere you would like to.
Well,
with,
you know, I like what you just said about the 9 doctors and all of that. I think that's cool. But I think what turns off a lot of people is that the extremist sort of Al Gore talk, you know, that the oceans are going to be, you know, dead in 5 minutes. Or I heard some guy on CNN who was, you know, criticizing Trump, evil Trump. And he was going, we're going to have an extinction event. And this is, you know, this is the end of the line. And I think people look at that as overkill. And I think it kind of turns them off. So if those doctors, try to work on your analogy, said you got a broken leg, but if you're going to die tomorrow, every single one of them said you're going to die. I think you might step back and go, man, I don't know if I'm buying that.
Yeah, no, Joe, I agree with you. Yeah, and I think the liberal sky is falling doesn't do themselves any good.
Yeah, yeah.
And quite frankly, the conservative side that says, you know what, we love coal and we love everything about coal. The fact is that the economy, the free market, is putting coal out of business, right?
Right,
you got 50,000
right.
coal jobs. You got 500,000 jobs working in new energy. So when the Pentagon and Monsanto and Google and all these other businesses, ExxonMobil, all say it's good, you know, I don't know. I kind of say, well, that's an interesting point. We should really think about that for a second.
The point of the president being against it, the guy who was formerly the president of ExxonMobil for it, brings up a little short.
And was for it when he was head of ExxonMobil.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's not like it's, I mean, that's an interesting point. And so this black and white, I know all, I think is ridiculous. It's a really complex issue. And the experts who know, I mean, if Monsanto says I'm for it and ExxonMobil says I'm for it and Google says I'm for it, we should probably pay attention to them.
What's your
yeah, but Doug hates Monsanto, though, so Doug, you're not
Doug
on board with that,
yeah,
right?
Doug
I want you two guys
Monsanto.
To fight. Let's go.
Yeah, no, we're not going to fight because we're friends. We're friends don't fight. We disagree. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
No, we only fight on the radio. Right. See, off the radio, we're normal, but on the radio, we have to be pure enemies.
Put on a show.
Yes, yeah,
right,
yeah,
put on a show.
It's like the Rocky
okay.
Three thing. You know, we got
your
to fight.
Take on Kathy Griffin.
Well, clearly she went over the line. Clearly it's ridiculous. Clearly it's inappropriate. Clearly she, you know, all the terrible things should happen to her that should happen to her. But, again, the faux outrage, right? I mean, we're outraged over this. I mean, all you have to do is look up, you know, hanging pictures of Obama, and you see 8 billion of them on the web. So, again, faux outrage. I'll defend, I'm for free speech, just as long as my guy's doing the free speaking, right? So, I mean, it's outrageous. It's the way we talk about our elected officials, the way President Trump said, you know, I'll pay for your lawyers
legal,
if you beat
yeah.
up the protesters. All of it is inappropriate the way we discuss things today.
So where are we going? Is there, in terms of the conversation, the free speech stuff, is there ever going to be a line? Does there need to be a line? Has there been a line?
I think we've... here's what I really think, since we're at this talk radio convention. Doug's known me for a long time. Doug knows what type of show I put on. I'm not a hater. I'm not a screamer. I'm not a yeller. But the audience has tuned us out. They have tuned us out and gone on to other things because we can't sit and have a conversation. You don't like Trump. Somebody else likes Trump. Somebody hates Obama. Somebody loves Obama. Let's sit and have a conversation. And, yes, we can disagree. But do we have to hate you? Do we have to kill you to be right?
It's interesting. Walter Sabo, the consultant, was here a few minutes ago, and he basically said the same thing, that the stuff that has worked in the past doesn't really work anymore. There are some people who are still at it that can make it work to a point because of the longevity as much as anything else, but their audience is getting very old, and you focus and have an audience that's younger. Mine is going younger instead of older because I have Victoria and Jennifer on. It is understanding that there's no need to have that anger. It doesn't produce anything.
Yeah. Let's take the healthcare debate. We remember the healthcare was broken before Obamacare, right? Now let's say it's still broken. And now this new thing they've got. We've now proven that Republicans can't fix it alone. And Democrats can't fix it alone. So when are we going to learn to sit in a room and compromise and figure out something that will work for everybody going forward?
Sage words. Sage words.
That's
from...
That's blasphemy. I'm like Kathy Griffin. That is outrageous.
Outrageous. And he is mild. McGraw-Milhaven from KTRS in St. Louis. Here, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's now Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy with you. Doug and all of the fellows are running around rubbing elbows, hobnobbing, and trying to best each other on what they think about all of these top 10 topics, because that's all they talk about there. So let's roll through the list just one more time so you get a good look at what everybody in talk radio is talking about this week with you. At number 10, it's MLB, NBA, and NHL action, and add into that the LeBron James incident with the word written on his garage door. At number 9, the Tiger Woods quote-unquote DUI. It looks like he had some meds going on there and a bad situation. Number 8, Texas Sanctuary City's protest. At number 7, the White House Communications Director resigning. At number 6, the North Korean missile program and Kim Jong-ding-dong and his bad attire and haircut. At number 5, the deadly Kabul bombing. That was horrible. Number 4, Kathy Griffin beheading flap. Horrible, too. Number 3, Trump European relationships. Number 2, the Paris climate deal. And number 1, the Trump Kushner Russia investigation. So, Joe, tell us again what you're getting a lot of reaction when you do your podcast. people go to your Facebook page, your Twitter account. What are you getting the most response on this week?
You know, a lot of the stuff. Let me just say, I really liked, I know on your list here, the president with the European leaders in NATO. I really liked what he did, you know, in that speech he gave last week. I thought it was really cool because
there's a lot of positive information coming out about that, a lot of positive response to it.
Well, I like the part at the end where he looks at all the NATO people and he goes, you know, you guys got to pay up here. You're not paying up. And then he goes, you know, I love your new headquarters. It was so great. He goes, I love your new headquarters. You know, lots of chrome and glass and it looks great. And I never asked you how much it cost. And then he goes, sure looks nice, though. Oh, God, wow. This guy's great. I think.
Wow.
He's so cool. He stands up to these guys and they're miffed. And I like the fact he pushed the president from Montenegro to the side. He's Donald freaking Trump. He's the president of the United States. I love this stuff.
Victoria, you have to have a response to that.
You know, I mean, there are some things that I do agree, you know, when he calls out stuff like that. That's a great example, Joe. And I do agree with that. And I think most people who have any common sense who aren't totally blinded by their hatred for him, I think that they would all say, yeah, you know what, that is a good point. Like, let's bring that up. How much did that cost? So that kind of stuff I like. There's the Twitter thing. I mean, I think pretty much even people who really love him agree that the Twitter stuff's got to stop. And at this point now, every time he tweets, it seems to be something contradictory to what Sean Spicer is telling the rest of the world. So the White House communications shakeup, or whatever you want to call it, this week is a big story in the sense that it just seems like there's such a disconnect within the rankings there. So, I don't know, maybe whoever they bring in, maybe they can streamline that process. He's never going to give up his Twitter because his ego is way too attached to it. But, you know, the communications thing needs to be improved upon.
So how much of this
sure.
do you think is purposeful? How much of this mayhem in their message do you think is done on purpose just to keep everybody's head spinning?
I think that would be a great theory, and I think that would make, if that was true, that would be a cool mastermind kind of scenario, but I don't think that that's what's happening at all. I think that he is just rogue, and I think that in a meeting,
out of control.
Yeah, and I think in a meeting they may say, this is our, you know, XYZ, these are the points we're going to make, and then at 3 in the morning when he's tweeting after watching angry television all night, which everyone says he does, hours and hours a day, then he goes off book, and he's off the script and he's off the reservation, and then he tweets how he really feels. So I don't think it's intentional
at all. So let's filter this down and step a mile high and look down at what we've seen accomplished or not accomplished so far. When you clear out all of the fog of all of this messaging stuff, do you think it affects what they are trying to do and what they have been able to do?
I think they've been hindered a lot by that type of stuff. I mean, don't you? Don't you think that, I mean, it's not helping?
I think the Russian flap over the last couple of weeks has definitely, I think the fog is starting to lift on that, because people see, okay, is there any there? If there isn't there, show me what the there is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and we haven't seen anything yet, so I think that's starting to lift. But, yeah, it's definitely hindering them.
Oh, excuse me. Joe, how much time do we have before the break, Rich? I want to make a comment. I mean, take about a minute.
You've got about a minute. Go ahead.
We have time. I'm looking forward to Director Comey testifying next week. I believe it's going to be on Thursday. And I want to, you know, because they're trying to make a big deal of Trump as obstructor of justice. And we have Comey testifying before a Senate committee on May 5th to Senator Hirono from Hawaii, saying, I've never been obstructed in my entire time at justice. Now, he was either lying under oath or he's going to try to spin that this week. So I'm looking
to see how that works.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Three past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria. We only have the V.
No, no, right? We're dropping in
the
numbers
J and
here.
The V. So it's the RJC show right now with Rich, Victoria, and Chuck are here for a movie moments. And we start out this morning with the movie theme to The Swarm. I don't even know. What is The Swarm?
That was the African killer bee movie from 1978 with Michael Caine, Catherine Ross, directed by the late, great Irwin Allen, who did The Poseidon Adventure in 1972, The Towering Inferno in 1974, both massive hits, both critically and commercially. And then in 1978, 4 years later, does The Swarm, and nobody shows up to the movie theaters.
And that, therefore, ended his career?
Pretty much so. I mean, he went on to do Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 79, which was a complete bomb, and then he did a movie called When Time Ran Out, a volcano movie in Hawaii with Paul Newman and Jacqueline Bisset, which also bombed. So if his career was a stock, and I've talked about this before, his stock would be $100 a share after The Towering Inferno and literally go to zero by 1980. So from 72 to 80, he was on top of the mountain and then fell right to the bottom. I regard him as the George Steinbrenner of movie producers because he was very aggressive, thought he had all the answers, was a really good producer, but when he started directing movies himself, that's when his career literally crashed and burned. I remember walking into a theater in 78 to see The Swarm, and they had, that's when most theaters were single screen, and they had the big cardboard cutouts, and we're expecting big crowds, and the movie was critically lambasted, and literally Very few people showed up to theaters. But just to give you a point of my personality, I literally drive around the Poconos with that score we just played blasting out of my windows. And the reason I played it is because no other radio show will or ever will again play the theme music to The Swarm other than what we're doing today.
You know, it's funny. You talk about your personality. When you just said in 1978 you remember going to see The Swarm, you were 14 years old.
Yeah, I remember I went to the Kingsway in Brooklyn, New York. My memory is fairly photographic to where I saw most movies, where I saw it, what the crowd was like. I remember that vividly.
And that also just tells us how long this has been a part of your life, an important part of your life. If you're walking to the theater to see a nothing movie like The Swarm when you're 14 years old, that says a little bit something about your love for movies.
Here's a difference in our culture. My daughter is 11, and when I was 11 years old, back in 1976, I got on a train from Avenue 14th Street in Brooklyn to Manhattan to see King Kong with my friend Bobby. We were both 11, and I can't imagine my daughter, 11 years old, getting on a train from Brooklyn to New York with another 11-year-old by herself, which obviously would not happen.
Absolutely.
But to tell you a little bit difference in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But I got a chance to see, I went to see Wonder Woman last night, and I got to say, Richard Victoria, this is a complete home run for Warner Brothers.
Really?
Gal Gadot is to Wonder Woman what Christopher Reeve was to Superman back in 78. I think she's that good. She has an incredible screen presence, an off-the-charts likability, and Chris Pine, who's the co-star in this movie, is not just a sidekick to Wonder Woman. He's a complete equal, and he is equally as appealing, and whether you like superhero movies or not, their chemistry in this film is so good. It's as good as I've ever seen between two lead actors in a film. And I thoroughly enjoyed it from beginning to end. She's awesome. She really is awesome. And I think we'll go on to be a very cool role model to young girls in this movie see this movie. I give it a 9 out of 10, and I consider it the absolute must see.
Now,
really
can't wait.
Is it going to be a problem?
Chucker, is this something we should see in 3D or IMAX? Or I'm sure it's being offered in a lot of different formats, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can see it in IMAX, go see it. I'm not a big fan of 3D. I saw it in 2D. Mm-hmm. I never really considered 3D a necessary viewing experience for myself personally. I think a lot of people started to feel that way in the last few years. But the 2D is fine. It's a really good-looking movie. It's actually they're working with a really good script, which is somewhat surprising to me. It's directed by Patty Jenkins, a female director helmed this project.
Cool.
It's very layered, the script. It takes its time. It's very nuanced, which was a pleasant surprise. But like I said, for whatever reason, she was perfectly cast, and it's a major home run.
Movie's going to fail because it's been banned in Lebanon, and if you don't have Lebanon, you can't be a success. Because you're Jewish, and what a ridiculous thing. All right, Chucker, thank you as always. It's 58 past on the...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.